Lesson 11. At the airport. A close call. Page 109 and 110. Getting your feet wet. 1. How often do you travel? When you do travel, is it usually for a vacation or for business? What kind of transportation do you prefer? 2. Is there a good public transportation system in your native city? How do most people get around that city? What kind of transportation is most popular in your native city or country? 3. What do you like best about traveling by airplane? What do you like least about airplane travel? Mr. Kim is traveling from Dallas, Texas to San Francisco, California today. He has a ticket for flight number 30 at 8 a.m. This flight will take him to Denver, where he will take another plane to San Francisco. It is now 7:30 a.m., and Mr. Kim is waiting for his flight. First, you will hear a short airport announcement. Then you will hear a conversation between Mr. Kim and a ticket agent.
Attention, all Sunset Airline passengers. Flight number 30 has been canceled due to bad weather. Repeat. Attention, all Sunset Airline passengers. Flight number 30 has been canceled due to bad weather. Please see a Sunset Airline ticket agent about making other flight arrangements. Thank you.
Okay, everyone, we'll try to find new flights for all of you as soon as possible. Please come up to the counter one at a time. Sir, do you have a ticket for flight number 30?
Yes, I do, and I must be in San Francisco this afternoon. I have a very important business meeting to go to.
Let's see what I can do for you. What time do you need to be in San Francisco?
My meeting starts at 3 p.m. sharp, so my flight has to arrive by 2 p.m. This is terrible. How can you cancel a flight at the last minute?
I'm sorry, sir. There's a snowstorm in Denver, and the airport is closed there. All flights to that area have been canceled. We're doing the best we can under the circumstances.
I understand that, but people are counting on me to be at this meeting.
I found a seat on our flight number 2, but you'll be stopping in San Diego and Los Angeles. It does arrive in San Francisco at 1 p.m. It's all I have right now. Would you like to take that?
Well, I guess as a last resort, I'll take it. I have to get there no matter what.
Here's your new ticket. That flight leaves in 15 minutes from gate 3, so go quickly. It's going to be a close call, but you can make it. Good luck and have a nice flight.
Pages 110 and 111. Getting the picture. 1. What is the problem with flight number 30? 2. What should the passengers with a ticket for flight number 30 do? 3. Why does Mr. Kim have to be in San Francisco this afternoon? What time does he have to be there? 4. How do you think Mr. Kim feels about this problem? 5. Which new flight will Mr. Kim take? 6. Are there any problems with this new flight? 7. Do you think Mr. Kim was able to get to the plane? Why or why not?
Catching on. Pages 114 and 115. Listening. You are going to listen to several short conversations. After each one, you will hear a question. Find the best answer for each question. Circle the letter of your answer. Part A. Conversation 1.
Do you think Mrs. Smith will be able to babysit for us on Friday night?
I spoke to her the other day, and she said we could count on her for any weekend.
Does the woman think Mrs. Smith will be able to babysit? Conversation 2.
We had reservations for dinner at 7 p.m. Haven't we been waiting for a table for a long time?
Yes, it's been 15 minutes already. I think I'll see the hostess about it.
What will the man do? Conversation 3.
Children, please raise your hand if you think you know the answer. I can only understand you when you speak one at a time. Yes, Barbara?
Is the answer 53?
What doesn't the teacher want the children to do? Conversation 4.
I'm sorry my little boy broke this glass bowl. He's always touching things in stores.
We ask you to watch him more carefully. I'm afraid under the circumstances you'll have to pay for the bowl now.
Why does the manager want the customer to pay for the bowl? Conversation 5.
Jimmy told me he was coming to the party. Why isn't he here?
He was planning on being here, but at the last minute he called and said he was sick.
Why isn't Jimmy at the party? Conversation 6.
Where is Ruth? She said she would be here at 6 p.m. sharp, and it's 6:25 now. The show starts at 6:30.
You know Ruth. She's always late. Oh, here she comes now.
What time was Ruth supposed to arrive for the show? Part B. Conversation 1.
Do you think Bob will be able to work with us on the project?
I guess we could ask him, but I know he's very busy. First, can we try to find someone else to help us?
Does the man want to ask Bob for help? Conversation 2.
Will you be able to come to the meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock?
Well, I really have a lot of work to do. And I have another meeting at noon. But I'll definitely come to your meeting, too.
What does the woman say about the meeting at 3 o'clock? Conversation 3.
Uh-oh. There's a police car behind me. He's turning his light on. Didn't I make a complete stop at that stop sign?
Sure you did. Look, there's a car making an illegal U-turn over there. He's going to stop that driver.
Why was the woman nervous?
Pages 115 and 116. Holding your own. Check your answers as you listen to the advertisement and the conversation.
Vacation in Acapulco with Coleman Tours. This winter, spend a fabulous week in Acapulco with Coleman Tours. You can count on Coleman for the most luxurious vacation packages at the most reasonable prices. Call any of our 3 locations to see about making reservations now. It's never too early. All of our offices open at 10 a.m. sharp, 7 days a week.
The Lost Luggage. Jorge has just arrived at Kennedy Airport in New York City, and he can't find his luggage. He has just gone to the lost baggage office.
Excuse me, I'm here to see about my luggage. I arrived on flight 52 about 45 minutes ago, but my luggage hasn't come out yet.
Could you fill out this paper, please? I'm afraid our computers are down right now. Under these circumstances, it might take a little time to find your luggage.
Oh, great. I have to be at a wedding at 10 a.m. sharp, and all of my clothes are in that luggage.
I'm very sorry, sir. We'll do everything we can to find your things. And if we can't find them, we'll give you some money to buy a few new things. As a last resort, you can buy some new clothes for the wedding.
What? Oh, I can't go out and buy new formal clothes at the last minute. No, I have to get my luggage with my clothes no matter what.
Oh, here comes someone carrying 2 pieces of luggage. Could those be yours?
Yes, those are my bags. Oh, thank goodness. That was such a close call.
Pages 155 to 157. More listening pronunciation practice. 1. Listen and repeat. Listen to the pronunciation of each of the idioms from this lesson. Then say the idiom out loud after each one is said on the tape. See someone about. One at a time. At 3 p.m. sharp. At the last minute. Under the circumstances. Count on someone. As a last resort. No matter what. A close call. Two. Listening. Numbers. Sometimes listening to numbers in English can be confusing, especially numbers that end in T-E-E-N or Y, such as 15 and 50. Listen to the story, airport announcement, and conversation from the beginning of this lesson. Some of the numbers have been changed, so listen carefully. Write down all the numbers you hear. Mr. Kim is traveling from Dallas, Texas to San Francisco, California today. He has a ticket for flight number 20 at 8 a.m. This flight will take him to Denver, where he will take another plane to San Francisco. It is now 7:30 a.m., and Mr. Kim is waiting for his flight. First, you will hear a short airport announcement. Then you will hear a conversation between Mr. Kim and a ticket agent.
Airport announcement. Attention all Sunset Airline passengers. Flight number 20 has been canceled due to bad weather. Repeat. Attention all Sunset Airline passengers. Flight number 20 has been canceled due to bad weather. Please see a Sunset Airline ticket agent about making other flight arrangements. Thank you.
Okay, everyone. We'll try to find new flights for all of you as soon as possible. Please come up to the counter one at a time. Sir, do you have a ticket for flight number 20?
Yes, I do, and I must be in San Francisco this afternoon. I have a very important business meeting to go to.
Let's see what I can do for you. What time do you need to be in San Francisco?
My meeting starts at 3 p.m. sharp, so my flight has to arrive by 2 p.m. This is terrible. How can you cancel a flight at the last minute?
I'm sorry, sir. There is a snowstorm in Denver, and the airport is closed there. All flights to that area have been canceled. We are doing the best we can under the circumstances.
I understand that, but people are counting on me to be at this meeting.
I found a seat on our flight number 118, but you'll be stopping in San Diego and Los Angeles. It does arrive in San Francisco at 1 p.m. It's all I have right now. Would you like to take that?
Well, I guess as a last resort, I'll take it. I have to get there no matter what.
Here's your new ticket. That flight leaves in 15 minutes from gate 23, so go quickly. It's going to be a close call, but you can make it. Good luck and have a nice flight.
Three. Pronunciation. Numbers. Now repeat each number after you hear it. 20. 8. 7:30. 3 p.m. 2 p.m. 1:18. 1 p.m. 15. 23. This is the end of Lesson 11.